Hi, it's Dan.
Hey Dan, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hey Ruben, good.
Hey, do you have a minute? Is now a good time?
Yeah, now's good.
Fantastic. Can I ask you to grab a pen and make some notes and ask any questions you have?
Sure.
So I was a little confused. I appreciate you clarifying. So the equipment from Glacier has been delivered, but it hasn't been funded yet, correct?
Well, we haven't paid the last invoice, right?
Oh, okay. And when did it get delivered? Like, was it in September? I see 9/15, so I don't know if that's the final delivery or not.
Well, I mean, it's been in since September 1st, but they've been kind of installing on property.
Okay, so is the installation finished yet or no?
Installation's finished, yeah.
When did you guys finish the install?
The last thing was probably last week.
Oh, okay. So that's when we just get. That's when I think we should be fine there. I mean, I'll ask, but I think we should be fine. So,
okay.
What's the total amount? Is it $28,000 you're trying to finance, or I see $28,607.
There's two invoices. I think they came out. Did you add both of them? Did they come up to $28,000?
Okay. Sorry, I just had to close my office. And I'm sorry, my headset's kind of going in and out on me, so you're on speaker, so if it's echoey, I apologize. So I've got $28,667. I'm waiting to hear back from divorces on the Fryer, by the way. As soon as I know, I'll let you know. Just waiting
okay.
on them right now. All right. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm assuming like you guys have a ton of costs that came up with this whole project, right? There's a lot of stuff that comes up.
A ton of what?
A ton of costs.
Oh, yeah, always.
Yeah. I just have a customer that they thought their project's literally running like $300,000 over project. It's a larger project,
right.
But it is what it is. So we're at like $29,954. So let me kind of go through a few things, and like I said, stop me at any time. I just want to walk through the options. So first and foremost, to answer your question about the credit line, it's more of a loan than a credit line. Maxing it out is not a problem. With partnerships, it's really none of my business. I'll let you know is that we only require about 50 or 51% ownership. So the only person that needs to actually sign on the file is 50 to 51% ownership, although the loan goes into business. You can do any discussion if you want. I just want to let you know that we don't require minority owners to sign on business loans for that product as long as we count to 50 to 51%. And I think you were like 60, correct?
No. So I'm 47. Mm-hmm. My partner in the wall, Ryan, he's 4, so together we're 51.
Oh.
But still, it's still something I'd like to talk to the other principal partner in that company.
Oh, no, I think talking to them is fine. I'm just saying for signature purposes, some customers have had some questions. They go, hey, look, I don't want to have my other partner, quote unquote, be on the hook if something goes south here. And so that's why we go up to 51%. So let's go over this equipment. So
okay.
Give me 1 second. Okay, so here's the approval that I have, and just so you know, there's really no salesmanship with startup restaurants, and I'm not trying to beat you up. There are very limited avenues that we have. The reason we get a lot of business actually in the restaurant sphere is that most lenders just can't touch startup restaurants due to their covenants. They just can't touch them due to risk. So let me give you the terms that I'm looking at here to see if you're interested in moving forward on this program, okay?
Okay.
Because to be blunt with you and not to rub you the wrong way, I consider this pricing horrifically expensive, but I have had a lot of customers who, for cash flow purposes, ultimately are more concerned with keeping their cash on hand than kind of throwing it into equipment, especially in the first few years. So if we did all this equipment, and does the equipment include taxes or not?
Taxes.
Let me give me a second. So I'm quoting you right. It does include taxes, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to assume we can roll in the taxes. Basically, the way that California works is on a finance agreement, we can connect the taxes on the invoice with a lease. We generally would have the vendor remove it, but it's basically two halves, one dozen. It's either 8 plus 8 and then 2 equals 10, or 10 plus 0 equals 10, so it won't change the numbers, okay?
Okay.
So if we looked at this amount, so the way the program would be structured is, it'd be a lease with a buyout option at the end. You can do anything from 1 to 5 years, and I'm going to give you all the different pricing scenarios here. So tell me when you're ready.
Okay.
So you have 2 payments at signing. If you did 3 years, your payment before buyout would be $12.40.96. I'm sorry, I didn't give you 2 years. I'm sorry. So if you did 2 years, it would be $16.31.14. 3 years would be $12.40.96. 4 years would be $1,066.35. And then 5 years would be $972.65.
Okay.
And the transaction does go under your business credit, but you know, obviously I'm in business development and sales, but and keeping the vendor happy ultimately. So it's kind of weird for someone in my position to say, hey, this pricing is expensive, but I've been doing this long enough to tell people the truth, and that's the way you're in business. You don't skate around those issues.
Right.
So basically, it's a good product if you are trying to conserve capital. It is a bad product if you're comparing it to like a personal loan or credit card.
And it's the same deal as the one we did previously where there basically is no prepayment option?
Actually, on this option, there is a discount for paying off early. There's a 4% discount for paying off early, but this product is much more expensive than your other product. I only suggest to customers, and I'm not here to dig into people's situations, this is what I would tell a lot of customers, because I've done hundreds if not thousands of startup restaurants. I'm sure you put in well over $1 million into this project, correct?
Right, right.
And I'm assuming you have a tremendous amount of capital needs, correct?
Sure.
So the way that I tell customers is this: look, this pricing is obnoxious, it's horrific, it is very expensive. But at the same time, this equipment can often generate revenue. And so I've done this for a lot of fryers where someone's come in and they've said, hey, look, should I look at this from a perspective of how much revenue the equipment is generating versus actually, instead of how much is interest am I paying? Because you're gonna have a buyout at the end. It's very, very expensive. But yeah, to answer your question in a very roundabout way, there's a 4% discount per year on this program. But so let's kind of go over that. Let's just say, you know, and I can double check. But if you said owed $20,000 and there was a year left, you would have 4% off that, which would be $800. Yes, $800.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have the numbers. I got it. Let me think about it.
Take your time. Do you have any questions, by the way, on that working capital loan that I can answer for you? Because it's probably something that's a little different.
No, I mean, just the conversation that we have to have is, you know, I want to have a conversation with my partner, and if we do it, using VisionMaker's revenue, I would want to allocate it toward VisionMaker projects.
Oh, yeah. What do you think you'd use it for that? Like, do you guys have any opportunity costs? You guys don't have really... Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's always things that we're looking at. Basically, we advance ourselves as self-funded developers on a lot of the projects, and so we pay for a lot of the, you know, initial costs for design and, you know, legal fees and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, there's always cash needs across the board, and to me, I'm kind of indifferent because I'm, you know, investing into the wall or investing into VisionMaker. But if I'm going to use VisionMaker's revenues, I want to go ahead and have a conversation with my partners over there and use those that credit line for VisionMaker projects.
Out of curiosity, you know, just so I can learn, take a minute and learn about your business. I'm not trying to, you know, I'm just trying to be upfront as possible. If you guys got access to say 200, 300 grand, let's say 250. Where would you use that money? Would you hire a new salesperson? Would you get on new projects? How would that money help your business potentially?
So typically what we do is we do feasibility studies, we do initial design, master plans, and potentially some legal work. And so some of that we do in-house, but a lot of times we go to third parties. So it's third-party lawyers, architects, et cetera, on individual real estate development projects. So that's what we use it for on a project-by-project basis.
So you, but I guess one thing I'd want to understand and just make sure I could get my head around real quick is, if you get this money, does it bring in more business to you potentially? Are you basically limited on the amount of jobs you can do because of these outside expenses?
I mean, we don't like to invest, you know, more than 100% of our profits every year into these new projects. And so, you know, sometimes we just pass on project opportunities because we're strapped out, you know, we're investing in other things. So this would allow us to look at other projects.
Gotcha. And then I'm going to ask you two loaded questions to let you know if there's something that I think would be feasible. So I do a lot of business in the construction realm, and people, it's a very similar idea, actually. They're using money to bid on projects, but they're always limited for cash flow. So I guess the two questions I'd ask you is, the projects that you talk about, A, what is your turn time? And B, well, three things. How much business do you leave on the table on, say, a quarterly or yearly basis? B, how big are these jobs? And C, how much of it is profit? I have no idea, you know, do you do 10% profit margin in 3 months? Or is it 20% in 2 weeks? I mean, what's kind of the timeline for you?
Right. Well, the profit margin is probably around 50%, and I would say no more.
You say 50 or 1.5? 0.15.
60.
60%. Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And you know, typically, you know, we won't spend less than 3 months on a project.
Okay.
And so, you know, typically it takes 9 to 12 months to nurture a project to the stage where you bring in capital partners, and then you recoup your initial investment after 9 to 12 months.
Okay. So it sounds like to me, like maybe the term cycle is a year, but if you can do it in $250,000 of business, and we'll never price a loan according to your profit margins. But we need to understand the profit margins to make sure that people aren't going to get behind. So if you can get access to 250 grand in cash quickly, you could probably bid on another or do another job per year. And 60% of that is potentially, well, I can just do it in my head, it's 150 grand. So in essence, if the loan for 250 doesn't cost you 150, it's something to explore. The cost obviously wouldn't be at that point, but I can understand your way of thinking. I understand. I've done that before. So let me, I'll wait to hear from you on this equipment. Let me know. No rush though, of course. And then I'm going to let you know once I hear back from Divorce, since I'm going to actually give them a call a little later today.
Perfect. Thanks, Ruben. That sounds good.
You got it, brother. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.